Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris. We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can submit questions to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com. While you're there, you can explore the podcast archive with over 115 episodes now. And also be sure to sign up for our free newsletter to get a weekly dose of erotic inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. When you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code Speaking of Sex for 20% off the course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to get slippery and slidey as we talk about Nuru massage.
Slippery and slidey.
So we got a few emails asking about Nuru massage because people have been seeing it mentioned in the media and it's kind of a new sex trend of the past year or so. So, Charlotte, what is a Nuru massage?
Well, Chris, Nuru massage is a Japanese tradition. We do not know how long this sensual art has been going on for, but it is a full body-to-body erotic massage done using an ultra-slippery gel made out of seaweed.
Amazing. I love sentences that include erotic and seaweed together. So yeah, this gel is made out of a seaweed extract and it is ultra slippery. And so usually when Nuru massage is done, one person is completely naked. The other lathers their entire body with this Nuru massage gel and then begins sensually sliding their body over the body of the recipient. So whereas in traditional massage, you're using your hands and maybe your forearm, in this practice, you're using your entire body as the working surface. And a lot of people find it incredibly arousing.
And this is an erotic activity. This is not a therapeutic activity, right?
Of course, the erotic can be therapeutic.
Indeed, indeed.
But yes, it is done for pleasure and sensuality. Although who knows what ails it might cure.
We are big proponents of erotic massage, where we teach you how to use your hands to create an incredible amount of pleasure for each other's bodies. This is a whole different realm of sensations that can be really fun to throw in once in a while. It's more of a once in a while, special occasion kind of erotic experience, probably for most people.
Because it does take some preparation. So you can buy Nuru massage kits online, but we have heard from people that the quality of gel, they give you this powder that you mix with water and create this gel. We've heard from some people that it doesn't actually feel that good. It's an allergen. I don't think it's probably as high quality as used in the traditional way, right? Like these are kits from sex toy companies and don't usually have your best genital health in mind. So if you're going to get slippery and slidey, we recommend using an all-natural oil instead. It's a little easier to contain. You don't need a tarp in your bedroom, and that's also what comes in the kit. You pull out this big plastic sheeting, which may be fun for some people, but for a lot of people that might be just kind of too much preparation, making your bedroom into a slip and slide. So if you want to experience this kind of sensation at home, you can just use a lot of massage oil, a lot of coconut oil. The smell transports you right to the tropics. It's really good for your skin. It's safe for your genitals if you're not using latex condoms. Or you can use almond oil or any other all-natural oil. And instead of going for the plastic sheeting, go for a thick flannel sheet. Buy cheap sheets when they're on sale so you don't have to worry about your beautiful high thread count sheets getting ruined by all this oil. And we all know that that could distract a lot of women into not being able to enjoy this.
Or men.
Or men. But point is, have a dedicated set of sheets. Flannel does well absorbing all the oil. Throw that down, put a mattress pad down if you want to be super safe, and then you can just get as oily as you want and start gliding your body over your lovers.
What feels so good about this is the full body-to-body contact. So you can emphasize things like your nipples dragging up and down your lover's body.
A lot of people like to throw in little kisses and nibbles and drag their face over their lover's chest. You really get into the sensuality on both sides of it. So as the giver, don't be intimidated about any special fancy moves. Just enjoy the sensation of using your body to slide over your lover's, and you'll be inspired and find things that work well for your body type.
You could even straddle one of their legs and glide gently up the whole leg. You can get so creative with this, but the point is just to create a sensual, fun, playful experience that has a lot of body contact and slidey slipperiness. What I love about this form of massage is that you really don't have to have massive amounts of skill to slide over one another's body. It could be, it's just very freeing. It's like the sensation is so delicious that you can't really do it wrong.
Right. It always feels good.
It always feels good, and you can just play with it. It's very playful. Treating your lover like a slip and slide? How awesome is that?
Yeah, and I think grown-ups do need more opportunities to play in general, and sex is one of the ways we get to play with the person we love most. And sometimes it feels so far from playful.
Yeah.
But when you're all lubed up and oiled head to toe and dragging your nipples across your lover's back and making them giggle, that playfulness arises. And for a lot of people, playfulness is very arousing and they get more free with their bodies.
Yeah, it feels like the perfect place to play with being playful and it being really erotic and sensual all kind of together.
We dare you to laugh and orgasm at the same time. Right, and of course you can set the tone, so you can put on slow orchestral music and drag your body super slowly along your partner's flesh, or you could put on more upbeat music and do it a little faster and giggle and laugh and play with it, and you can explore all these different moods as it suits you. So just like any other erotic experience, there's the experience itself, the skills, the physical experience, and then there's the emotional overlay. And so play with that. See what you can make out of your Nuru massage. And you can use all the massage techniques you've learned in our couples massage course. They go well together with Nuru massage. So if you're sliding and gliding your breasts over your lover's back, you can then follow that with a stroke with your hand to create more deep, focused pressure. And you can mix and match. And a lot of people use this as transition into sex. So they start with a full body massage using hands, add a little extra oil, go into full body gliding, and then you can go seamlessly into stimulating your lover's erotic zones and then into whatever sex play you want. So think of this as an option, as what Charlotte was saying, is like an extra special treat for certain date nights. And a lot of couples get really into this and they start developing their own repertoire. And exactly how you do this depends on your body size, especially in proportion to your lover. So if one of you is 300 pounds and the other one is 100 pounds, maybe you don't want the bigger one putting their entire body weight on the top. But the smaller partner could feel really good letting it all go and releasing their body weight into their lover's body. So you'll find the artfulness between your two specific bodies, and it can become a whole language, a whole set of skills of ways to turn one another on. So try Nuru massage. No seaweed required.
Again, a reminder that if you're going to be using condoms, that is not compatible with almond oil or coconut oil.
Or any oil.
So if you want to go into penetrative intercourse, then you're going to need to go take a shower together, make it sexy if you want. If you need to use latex for protection, this might not be for you, or you might just not want to have penetrative intercourse after this. Let this be a whole sensual experience.
That's a good point.
In and of itself, and use your hands, because those go...
Use your hands to do what?
Use your hands to create orgasm, to create as much pleasure as possible, to move into the erotic massage of the genitals that we teach in our foreplay mastery course. You can explore creating high levels of erotic sensation and climax through just using your hands, and that fits perfectly with this style of massage and with keeping yourself sexually safe.
It's also a really good point that this can be an alternative if the receptive partner is not in the mood for intercourse, this is a beautiful erotic experience that she might be up for. So think of this, again, as foreplay going into sex or as a complete erotic experience on its own or paired with our foreplay handjob and fingering techniques. Beautiful. I want a Nuru massage. And this is also an erotic experience where it's best to take turns. It can get more like oil wrestling if you're both trying to do the active slipping and sliding.
That could be really fun.
That could be really fun. Build up to that, perhaps. But this experience is best done when one person totally just relaxes and focuses on the sensation of their partner's body, and the other is the more active partner and doing the slipping, the sliding, the gliding, the stroking. And yes, perhaps you do work up to one-on-one oil wrestling matches.
That sounds so hot.
You never know when you're going to discover a new sexual interest. So in episode 100, Charlotte, you revealed that you had done several years of being an erotic masseuse, using your hands to bring men to high states of arousal. Did you ever do any of this Nuru massage?
I will admit, at the beginning of my erotic massage work, I was still figuring out my own boundaries and playing with it, and I did do a bit of this, and it was always really fun and really sensual, and I enjoyed it. And then at a certain point, I realized that if I was going to add this in more, it changes the dynamic. It meant that I was interacting way more.
It was more of a two-way experience, yeah. Instead of just using hands.
Absolutely. So I stopped doing it fairly quickly, because I really wanted to focus more on giving them touch just with my own hands. But the moments that I did do it, I did really enjoy it. It's a very sensual, beautiful experience.
So the idea here is to oil up, and just like massage oil helps your hands glide over your body, when you oil your entire body, you will be able to slip and slide and create sensations that are unique to this experience. And one of the things we're always seeking out in the bedroom is novelty, newness, new kinds of sensations, new erotic experiences. And this is a really safe, really fun, very easy entry new erotic experience for you. So come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, look for the podcast page at the top of every page, and look for episode 115. Nuru massage, and links to get good quality coconut oil so you can get slipping and sliding.
And remember, if you want to cultivate your erotic skills and become an amazing lover, come on over and check out our Foreplay Mastery course, where we guide you stroke by stroke in creating incredible sensation and orgasmic pleasure for your lover. This will blend seamlessly with this kind of massage and this kind of erotic experience, and I am sure you will have a delightful time together.
I'm sure you'll have a delightful time.
Slip and slide and
all
that. You drank
too much tea today. Your Brit is coming out. All right, folks, we are here for you. Get in touch if you have questions for future episodes. Be sure to check out our erotic mastery courses and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the course of your choice. You can always find us at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Slippy slatty style. Slippy slatty style. Oh. Slippy slatty.